At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Thursday to you. I'll be at the ballpark tonight. So if you see me, please come up and shake my hand and say hello. I always love to meet listeners and typically do every time I go out to a ball game. Mike Elam is here, as he is every Thursday at 4 p.m. And you have a shout out.
I'm amazed that I'm still allowed to come.
You're always welcome.
I sent a text earlier to Andrew, and I said, yes, I am listening, and yes, I am crying in the car. So that's kind of where we were. So I got two things for you. One, I got to throw out they do a veterans first pitch at the American League Baseball.
Very cool.
American League Post 312. So I went up. You'll love this idea. I went up and saw the coach, he's not a tall guy, but he's got a very long beard. And his name's Ryan Brown. And he said, hey, I'm Ryan. I said, hey, I'm Mike Elam. Nice to meet you. He goes, wow, you sound just like you do on DGS.
Nice.
I'm like, of course. That's it. So he listens all the time. So I said, hey, I would let you know.
Hello to Ryan.
Hey, Ryan. Dave, he gets it.
How did you do on the pitch?
I did better than the lady the other day who threw the pitch and went spinning down off the mound.
Okay.
So I did better than her. Good. I didn't throw a strike, but the catcher didn't have to move to catch it.
That's fair enough.
So I said, well, it didn't go as well as I thought it would. And the umpire said, I don't know, you had some pretty good heat on it. I said, well, you're being very nice. So I appreciate that fact. So
I threw out a pitch. Wheels threw out a pitch. Was it last season?
Yeah.
And, of course, in Wheeler fashion, he just walks up and throws a perfect strike 75 miles an hour. When I did it back in 19, I think it was, I practiced, and then I practiced right before going out to throw the first pitch. And I can still throw pretty well, but I wasn't going to be a D-head and throw a fastball. And when I got out on that mound, it is the most nervous I have been in 40 years.
I could see that.
It was absolutely just... And here's the thing. No one cared. No one was really watching. You feel like every eye is on you.
Exactly.
So rather than just throwing, like lobbing an Ephus pitch up there, and I'm a sidearm guy, I reared back and threw it overhand as hard as I could. It went over the plate, but short skipped it, which I should have been really happy with, but I was so... Remember how pissed I was, Rach, after that?
Yes.
I was so disappointed and just forlorn and...
I would be thrilled about the fact that I got it up there. Now, did you go to the top of the mound?
I went to the rubber.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I warmed up before I threw with... These are high school kids, right? So nothing like what you did. And I felt nervous just standing up because they line up on both sides of first base and third base line. All the players line up, and then they put the umpires just outside. It is. They're like all staring at you. And I looked at the umpire, and I said, you're pretty brave to stand that close to home plate right here.
He's like, I got gear on. I'm fine.
I know. I'm like, are you sure you really want to do that? So I got it up there, and that was good. But I felt that same pressure.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay. I can only imagine doing that at Busch Stadium.
Yeah.
And I would have had to have warmed up a lot. I think you put a lot of pressure on yourself, though.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, you're always going to demand a lot of yourself.
Yeah.
But, yeah, doing it at Busch Stadium, I don't know how I would do. I would be super freaked out, just like what you were saying, if I had to do that.
Yeah. Wheels, were you nervous?
No.
God.
I've thrown the ball a million times in my life.
I know, but you're on the rubber and Busch Stadium.
It's fine.
He's a one-off.
True. That in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
That is very true.
I mean, it's the two things, though. It's like, yeah, I know I'll throw a ball 60 feet. I've thrown my entire life. And two, if I screw up, nobody in the crowd cares. There's going to be, unless I hit somebody, in which case then I go viral. Yay, I win then too.
Everybody knows.
They care. There's people out there like, I bet he's going to.
Yeah, there's nobody up there. They're just going, man,
I bet
better
he sucks.
Get this right. I'm going to boo his
I'm
ass.
I'm counting on you, Wheels.
I'm going to boo his ass.
This guy thinks he's a ball player. I'm going to call him out. You know how you guys were talking about being athletic the other day, except for Andrew, right? So if his balance is so bad, he's going to fall over. So you were talking about doing the three-legged race. And so you and Rachel are going to team up to do it, and then Andrew's going to fall over and drag you down.
That's what he said.
That's the plan.
Well, it kind of sounded that way.
Yeah.
I like your plan for victory. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to work out well. So I was here Tuesday filling in down the hall, and I'm looking out the window because you were talking about the fact, I think Rachel said, I don't know that I would want to do that in the grassy area here, or Andrew may have said that, because there's a lot of stuff they don't pick up. Out there.
Yeah, people walk their
dogs.
A lot
of boo-boo-poo-poo.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought it was interesting that right before the storm blew in on Tuesday, which was crazy, by the way, when that came through, I saw this lady with a little bitty dog doing their business. Rachel, she picked up.
Nice.
Very nice.
It's probably the only time that I've seen that. Now, there was a guy by the tree after that I don't think anyone picked up for him, but, you know, for the little dog, that actually
got picked
up.
Remember the guy we saw?
Dave, how could I ever forget?
That's a core memory.
We saw
now.
A guy right at Olive before you get to our, I mean, like literally 10 feet off of Olive, a main thoroughfare, doing his business, number two, leaning backwards up against a tree.
Wow.
And just, it was like 11 a.m.
He's like, hey, it's time to put my deuce here.
Time to let it go.
There you go. Mark my territory.
What would, if early in the show, we're talking about our nopes. Yeah. Like, do you have a nope? Like, my big one would be the submersible going to the Titanic. Ooh. Under no circumstances, for no amount of money, even if my family could become billionaires, I don't think I could drag my ass in that thing. Spiders, anything like that you're a nope?
You know, and, I don't think I could do the snakes. So you've seen, like, on, what was that show they used to do? Where they would, you'd have to put your hand into a thing.
Fear Factor.
Yeah. Fear Factor, yeah. So there was Vikings. Remember that TV show Vikings?
Yeah.
With Ragnar Lothbrok?
Yeah.
And so the way they killed Ragnar was they put him in a cage.
Yeah.
And they put all these snakes they went out and found. They drug a big pit and they threw all those snakes in there and they dropped him in that.
Yeah.
I was like,
that's what they did in real life back in the day.
That may have been my worst way to die.
So you like Indiana
die.
Jones?
No snakes. Yeah, not going to have
remember,
the ass.
The original True Grit?
Yeah.
When she fell in the pit with the rattlesnakes?
Yes.
That freaked me out as a kid.
Well, there were some other movies that I was watching, like where they're climbing a cliff and you reach up and all of a sudden you pull up and there's a rattlesnake staring you right in the face. Yeah, that's I would be the guy in the park at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would just happen right then and there. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, that would be my big nope, I guess. I don't know what else. Unaided recall, that would be. I'm not sure where else I would go with the nope to kind of do it that direction.
That's not too bad. You only have a couple of big fears?
Yeah, that I know of, you know, that comes up right now. I have a fear of losing an election.
That's the biggest fear.
That's a good nope.
That's a nope.
What's your biggest fear?
Nope,
losing?
Do not want.
Yeah, I don't want that. That's a nope that I don't want.
How's all that
have.
Going? How's it shaping up?
You know, it's going really well. It's one of those kind of things. When you run for office, you never really know how things are going to go until you get closer. Because we're 13 months away from an election next year.
And Mike is running for St. Charles County Executive.
I am.
Executive.
Thank you. And it's one of those kind of things where how many of you are paying attention to any elections next year?
Yeah.
Yeah. So none. For me, It's just like you throwing out the first pitch, right? I'm all into it. I'm hyper-focused, hypersensitive to everything. As Dean Mutter used to say, I am very on for anything political right now. The majority, 98% of the population, it's like, yeah, don't really care. I'm going to wait. I had coffee with this lady today who's a big TikTok person, and I was talking to her about stuff, and she goes, yeah, I really don't care about politics. She goes, I used to, but I've gotten to the point now where I don't really like either one of them. Mm. So I'm just kind of like, I've just kind of tuned out. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, you're going to be a great help. So, because she's the kind of person I want to reach, right? I want to get to somebody who has tuned out of politics. Like, I know I'm supposed to be the conservative guy, and Alvin's in tomorrow to talk about the Democrat side, which, by the way, I've figured out that I'm old because I'm enjoying watching Donnybrook. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those kind of things where I went, wow, I crossed over.
Yeah.
I actually record it and I go back and watch it.
Oh, that's really old.
I'm that guy.
You know? A VCR?
Yes. And it's the corded VCR with the remote that you actually plug in. We're still doing that. I've got beta tapes that we're using. But it's one of those kind of things where at a local government guy, I really want to be that person who comes back and talks to people and says, hey, let's have a conversation about issues that are going on, and let's not just yell and scream at each mm-hmm. other. I had a lady who said to me the other day, she goes, you and I do not agree politically, but she goes, you're the only Republican I would vote for. I said, wow, I think I really appreciate that. She goes, you should. I said, what makes you say that you would vote for me? She goes, you're not crazy. And I went, that's our bar. That's where we are right now.
Yes.
It's just, you're not crazy.
For both sides.
It is. But it's like, is that how bad it's gotten? Mm-hmm. And I think for a lot of people, it is. You know, you had a lot of people, I used to say, you had a third Republican, a third Democrat, and a third, I didn't like either one of you. Now I think you have about 20% Republican, 20% Democrat, and 60%, I don't really like either one of you.
Well, you know why the middle 60 to 80% are disengaged? Because they never get a candidate.
Well, I could see that because the primaries get you so polarized because you have to run so far left or so far right to win the primary. And then there is no getting back to the middle.
But you know what? That's on us. I'm in the dead center of that group, and I rarely vote in primaries. That's on me. That's on people like me. So I should stop bitching about all these extreme candidates. If I don't do my civic duty, I have no right to bitch.
If you look at St. Charles County, for example, right? The majority of the elections that are going to happen out there, a Democrat's not going to win, right? A Republican's going to win because they're overwhelmingly Republican. But what Democrats and independents could do is they could say, I know I don't have a, like, Democrat for county executive. There probably won't be a Democrat in the county executive race next year. So if you're a Democrat and you want to vote in that primary, you can pull a ballot and you can vote. If you're an independent, you can pull a ballot. You can vote. We don't have registered Republicans or registered Democrats in Missouri. So it's an open primary. You can go grab and you can vote. Mm-hmm. And you have an awful lot of people, just like what you're talking about, they're not going to participate in the primary. And if there's not really another general candidate where you're going to have a Republican and a Democrat, that primary is going to be the election. And you're going to have 37% that's going to vote. So plug in, man. Let's get your voice heard.
Yeah, very good. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it.
Thanks for
big
the time.
Supporters here.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Remember how cool Weezer was the first time you saw him?
Oh, yeah.
Just like the dork bands, like they're my first kind of nerd band, but they're so good.
They're still going.
Probably not a fan, are you?
They're fine. They're fine. I don't have any Weezer hate.
Okay.
I just don't have any Weezer love either. Right. It's like, they're fine. I don't. When I hear their songs, I'm like, yeah, it's all right.
All right, I'll take it.
Yeah.
What's the lightest thing you're into?
Like current music or just in general?
Just in general.
I mean, like Queen, like the classic rock era. But Queen's, that would probably, if you were going to look through my phone, that's probably the closest thing to easy listening, but I really like, I mostly have only the rockers from them saved on there, you know.
Yeah,
don't put all the stuff on there.
Yeah. Throwback Thursday, Rach.
Yeah, on July 10th, back in the day, let's go all the way back to 100 years ago in 1925, the Scopes monkey trial began in Dayton, Tennessee. Have you guys ever heard of this before?
Dude, I know everything about
yeah.
it.
Okay, yeah. I'm sure that's a big thing in law school.
Yeah, it's a. I remember it was in, at least when, you know, in the olden days, it was a big grade school thing too.
You can check this out. You can check me on these facts. The whole thing was a setup.
Yes.
It was staged. It was not a real lawsuit. It was not real charges. This guy was a substitute teacher who they brought in a month before, and they said to him, here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
We're going to stage this as a publicity stunt. Will you be the teacher? And he said yes, but he never taught evolution. So it wasn't like the movie portrays. And then they got Darrow and...
It was about those two.
Yes. And it was just a big show.
What was it? William Jennings Bryan?
William Jennings Bryan. Yeah. Yeah.
So that was it was definitely a fight that was picked.
For sure.
Right. Like that was, they definitely set it up that way. And they tried to get the science teacher, but he was like, I don't want to get fired and arrested. So they found this guy and they said, would you be willing to be arrested? He's like, sure, let's go.
Yeah.
61 years ago, in 1964, the Beatles released their album, A Hard Day's Night, including their hits And I Love Her and Can't Buy Me Love.
And 2 months later, I was born.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Good timing.
44 years ago, in 1981, the John Carpenter cult classic Escape from New York was released.
Oh, loved it.
Starring Kurt Russell.
Loved it. I saw that at SIU when I was a freshman.
44 years ago in 1981, Disney released The Fox and the Hound. This was their 24th animated movie.
I'm a hound dog.
I remember watching this as a small child and being like, why did they make this movie? It is so incredibly sad.
I didn't see, did cry a lot. I didn't see any of those movies until I was grown up. Disney was just not a thing.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't go to movies, and it just wasn't a thing.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I ever saw The Fox and the Hound.
It's very sad.
Well...
It's sad. It's about
did it get
pup.
You as much as what's your movie?
Homeward Bound.
Yes.
Well,
who's the kitty or the dog?
Well, the kitty is Sassy. The dog is Shadow. And not to spoil the film, it's a highly emotional ending. Encourage everyone to watch it.
Do you cry every time?
No, but I mean, I could probably cry if I kept thinking about it right now. 40 years ago in 1985, Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome was released, starring Mel Gibson and Tina Turner. I've never seen this one.
It's not bad.
Sounds like a good one.
Yeah.
Which one?
Thunderdome.
Oh, Thunderdome?
Thunderdome.
Yeah. It's kind of campy.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
No, not a movie called Beyond Thunderdome.
It's not terrible. Yeah, it's not terrible, but it's a bit out there.
Yeah.
36 years ago in 1989, the Monkees got their Hollywood Walk of Fame star.
Hmm.
And 34 years ago in 1991, Boris Yeltsin took the oath of office as the first elected president of Russia.
Mm-hmm.
26 years ago in 1999, the U.S. women's soccer team won the Gold Cup, beating China on penalty kicks at the Rose Bowl. To celebrate, Brandi Chastain took off her jersey to expose her Nike sports bra.
It was a huge controversy.
It was all over the news. Yes. I remember this quite well.
Yes.
And now, look at us now.
Now we're just wearing them to the mall.
Yeah, exactly. 25 years ago in 2000, Coldplay, I think this is one of Wheeler's favorite bands, actually.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
Released their debut album, Parachutes, featuring Yellow, Trouble, and Shiver. And 24 years ago in 2001, Harrison Ford swooped down in his private helicopter to rescue a 13-year-old Utah Boy Scout by the name of Cody Clawson, who was lost in Yellowstone National Park.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool Harrison Ford fun fact.
Yeah.
You know what'd be really cool? As if the Indiana Jones theme was playing in the background while he did it.
He was probably humming it to himself as he flew his private helicopter.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.